more than 2.2 million people currently live in poverty in Australia, and just under half of those are young people under 25 years of age. And Pathfinders provides a range of support services to families and young people and children throughout the New England, and particularly around youth homelessness. We run a youth refuge in Armidale, and we provide a number of supported accommodation services throughout Tenterfield, Glen Innes and Inverell. All of those services are in high demand from young people who are currently homeless and can't find affordable and safe accommodation for themselves.
Is that often the key word there, safe as well, that situations can be very frightening and they're not too, you know, falling asleep is even an uncertainty?
Absolutely, Kelly. Young people that we work with don't want a free ride. The vast majority of them have no one there for them. And as a consequence, they don't necessarily have the wherewithal, the emotional, social and living skills that are required to survive when you're homeless. So it's a critical service we provide, but it does seem that young people are missing out. They seem to have been forgotten by our society. After all, they're a product of our environment, and their circumstances at the moment are not a matter of choice.
Can you give us an idea about how many young people sort of on your books at the moment?
Kelly, each year we work with more than 3,000 families, children and young people. Our services are constantly in demand. In Glen Innes, we would have 45 young people on our books currently looking for affordable and safe accommodation, which we can't obtain for them. Many people, young people, are living from one night to another without any certainty of where they'll be the following night. They're couch surfing, they're looking for their next meal from someone who's prepared to put them up for that night.
Can you give us a little, sort of an account? What was? Can you tell us the story of maybe the last person that came to you, without naming them obviously, but what was their situation?
Most people have to leave their family home for reasons not of their choosing. It can be something as simple as a family breakdown. There might be some domestic violence, and they cannot remain in that home. They are unsafe there, emotionally unsafe, physically unsafe. So they need to move on and find some temporary shelter for themselves so that they can then get their life in order again. Many of the young people who come to us are in exactly that set of circumstances, and of course their income is almost negligible. An adult person in Australia earning about $358 a fortnight is considered to be on the poverty line. A young person earns far less than that if they're on youth allowance.
How does youth allowance and Newstart differ? Can you give us an idea of what the difference is there?
Oh, look, I'm not an expert on that. I think a young person under 18 or under 18 on about living away from home is on about $200 a week.
Okay.
So obviously they have to feed themselves, they have to find somewhere to live, pay rent. Rent's quite high in the New England, so there's not a great deal of money left over. The only way they can survive is to share and pool resources.
Yeah, obviously share accommodation would be probably the best way to manage financially. How close would you...
They're not competitive, are they, in the private rental market?
No. How close would you say we are as a society sort of to being on the brink or the edge of you know, changes in lifestyle? I mean, how many people are living on that, you know, paycheck to paycheck situation?
Oh, a great many of us, I would suggest, but particularly our experiences with young people and young families. And it doesn't take much to put a family off the rails. You know, somebody loses their job, there's a relationship breakdown, it doesn't take very long before they're living from hand to mouth. Particularly vulnerable are young people leaving care, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Create report into young people leaving care in Australia indicates that within the first 12 months of young people leaving foster care, juvenile detention or out-of-home care right across Australia, find themselves homeless within the first 12 months.
Wow. What would you like to see done then? What, from your point of view, what would be some of the solutions here?
Well, I think young people have actually been forgotten by our communities, by our society generally. I think we need to start realising that if we invest in these young people, we're going to be a much healthier society in the long run. Get in early, invest in these young people, help them acquire safe and affordable accommodation, get vocational training, get back to school, get an education, mm-hmm. help them get their lives back in order. Don't just sort of marginalise them.
And what's sort of the long-term future of your program? Do you have enough funding at the moment to continue doing what you're doing?
Well, look, at the moment we do, but we've never got enough money to meet the demand. That's the issue. At the moment, there are a range of homelessness support program reforms happening right throughout New South Wales. And we're hopeful that the funding bodies will refocus and re-energise their efforts by focusing on young people. Young people are really the foundation of our future society, and if we don't look after them, then we're going to be in trouble as a society.